Ha'etzin, the Torah is Eish, and the Torah needs something that you can chop onto. So we're discussing this weekend, and I can't remember which year it was, we're discussing the Sechaz Uktzin. And came that it's Mamish the Nakuda over here. Why is Shishas the Mishnah, the whole Torah Shabbat? But the whole Torah Shabbat Pesach, right? The Levushin of Torah. The Nigla of Torah. The Nigla of Torah is the Bechinas Levushin of Torah that we can chop onto the Levushin. So why is the Torah Shabbat Pesach end with the Sechaz Uktzin? What's the Sechaz Uktzin about? The whole in the Uktzin is an Oiketz. That's something that you have to chop onto it, and that's why you hold it. That's got a person shouldn't feel, who finishes Torah Shabbat Pesach, shouldn't feel that, you know, this is, hasn't really learned. It's intellectual things. It's the Teretz is no chas v'shalom. The Teretz is that even though the chelik and niglish of the Torah is called the levush of the Torah, is because otherwise the efshel lechois, and through that is efshel lechois. But nevertheless, a person has to realize that just like in Maseches Uktzin, Halach is that the Uktzin has the same din as the Etzim Pri itself. That's what Maseches Uktzin is about. That if it's a Yad Lepri, if it's a Yad, if it's there, then you should be able to be Oiches the Pri. So then if the Pri's Tomei, it's Tomei, it's Mamish Tofel, it's got the same din as the Pri. So too, the whole Shishis Yisra Mishnah, even though the Torah Sanigla, even though that Bechina is a Bechina of a yad ki'ilu, a levush, to be able to be mislabish into it. Nevertheless, a person has to realize that underneath that levush is a chavad. It's the same thing. The levush is the etzem zach itself. That's why uktzin is the last masechta. That's the sod of it. Yosef Tzadik is the Yosef Tzadik. Shishis Yisra Mishnah is connected Yosef Tzadik. Shishis Yisra Mishnah is connected Yosef Tzadik. And Yosef Tzadik's father was also like Soinas Pas. He made him a moedik levush. Yosef Tzadik represents the Torah, the Chelik Nigla Sheba Torah. So Yehuda represents the Lekus Sheba Torah. In other words, Yehuda is Yud Kei Vov Kei. Yehuda represents the Torah, Torosan Shel Mashiach, Mashiach Ben Dovid. That's the Torosan Shel Mashiach, which is the Pnimius. Yosef represents the Chelik of Torah. That's the Pechinas Levusha, the Levush of Torah. So it says that Yaakov was Megala to Yosef all the Torah. Yaakov's Torah is the Hecher Torah. Yaakov's Torah is Go Hecher Torah. But Yaakov taught Yosef, and Yosef's Torah is the Bechinas Levush to be Toifis Yaakov's Torah. That's so Mena, therefore, that's why, but also like Ksoinus Pasim, he made him a Levush. Because Yosef Tzadik's Bechinas, Yosef, as we know, is the Shishi we discussed, that Yosef's connected Shishi to the Mishnah. Right, it's the Mishnah of Melech. He's the Mishnah of Melech. He's connected Shishya Sidra Mishnah. Shishya Sidra Mishnah, Torah Sheminigla, is Levush, that you should be able to hold on to it. As he made him a Ksoinus Pasim, that Ksoinus Pasim is the Levush of all the Torah that Yaakov told Yosef, and Yosef Tzadik's Torah teaches the Bechinas Torah where you can hold on to it. Yaakov in his Torah is Bechinas Eish, and Yosef Tzadik's Torah is Bechinas Levush that you can hold on to it. And that's the Shishya Sidra Mishnah, the Torah Sanigla. And that's why Maseches Uktzin is, when you finished all of it, your person has to realize that even though he's learning the Bechinas Levush of Torah, but nevertheless, that Torah is the Torah's emes. It's a chelik of it, it's a chelik built in Ifrat of Torah. That's what he was most. That's why there's a remes to Shishya Sidra Mishnah, beginning of Yosef Tzadik was a ben Zakunim. The Balaturim has a remes to Shishya Sidra Mishnah, the word Zakunim. His Rosh HaTeva is most of the Shishya Sidra Mishnah. So he's the Ben Zakunim. He's giving Yosef a Torah that's Neslavish through the Shishya Sidra Mishnah, which is the Bechinas Aksonis Pasim, which is Bechinas Levush. But the Levush is the Bechin of Uktzin. When you're holding on to the Levush, you have to know you're holding on to the Etzim Zach. Dovda Melech is Kilu the Bechin inside the Levush. Melech HaMashiach's Torah is the Torah Sheba Osid. And therefore, David HaMelech didn't have kilu. He wasn't layechem lebegodim. David HaMelech was a certain bechini. He was mezalzel in the bechinas levush. And Shaul HaMelech, and therefore, he got old and his clothes didn't warm him up, because David HaMelech's Torah is the eish of Torah, which is the beneath the levush. He also a tzaddik. Torah is a levush tikka Torah. But David HaMelech's Torah, Melech HaMashiach's Torah, is the eish itself. Kilu the ki Hashem lekecha eish oich lehu. The main of a double melech, there was a ktsat zilzil in the of levusha. But the Yosef Tzadik, the Torah, that's the Torah of levusha, and that's why uktzin is the end of the Shishya Sidra Mishnah. To remind us that we're learning Torah, which is a levush, or a levush is mamish haynu hach, but yet etzem zach itself. There was a yad for something. It's mamish deloshin sheyesh alechos eish beli levushin. It's a levushin or a yad. You should be chap onto it, and that's Maseches Uktzin.
I remember we said last year the Bezakunim. So I looked up and it's missing tires.
Yeah.
I saw Pshat. I think the Pshat was he didn't need to teach him tires because he knew where the Egarufa was tires, so something along those
Because that's missing in the.
Like we're saying, the whole Mahusi Yosef is the Yisrael of Uksum, the Yisrael of Tyre.
Wow.
We didn't need that for Etzel. Something. Kunim is everything besides the Tyre.
Oh, and that was Nichlal in the Levush.
It's all there.